Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got Jim Santel sticking around for the whole show with me. I love it when he does. He's the former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. We've got two fine guests with us for this half hour. Sean Fetteplace of the Main Street Alliance and small business owner Mitch Prejbeneau. He owns Paul's Jewelers in West Dallas. I will be making sure to stop by. I like some sparkly things myself. Jim had a question for you, gentlemen. We've been talking about the impact of Donald Trump's tariffs on small businesses, but it goes beyond the impacts, the uncertainties that will plague small business owners as their input costs rise. Tariffs are inflationary. It pushes costs up. They are effectively a tax. So yes, it will hurt small businesses. But we need to view this not just as one small business. If we want small businesses on Main Street in places like West Dallas or Richland Center or Rhinelander, go Hodags, we need to think about this as the impact on small businesses together and the impact of those small businesses in turn on communities. With that, Jim.
As a community, Paul, Mitch, when you think about your business there in West Dallas, what are you hearing from other small businesses there? Are they also concerned about not just their own business, but the overall community, the overall atmosphere, the economic sense, frankly, even the cultural sense of the community itself?
So I have our repair and manufacturing business. We work with other jewelers around the city, around Wisconsin and the United States now. And everybody tells me that they're down. You know, it just doesn't feel right, you know, their customers, you know, except for coming in and selling their old gold jewelry. It doesn't feel right. You know, nobody has the confidence to go ahead and get big purchases. So,
well, and I think there is that moment where people have this collective unease, whether you're a small business owner or a customer that patronizes small business, that collective unease, I simply don't see any reason, Sean, when I look at the way in which Donald Trump manages or fails to manage economics and economic policy in this country. I don't see any reason for people to not be ill at ease. He literally changes up the script every other day. We know that there have been shouting matches in the Oval Office between Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, and others within the administration about tariffs. There is a huge contingent of people within the White House that know tariffs used at this level across the board, tariffs that are not targeted, that are not about specifically promoting U.S.-based businesses and competition writ large, that people oppose these. And yet Donald Trump continues down this I don't know, plank walk, you know, with what end inside? Like, I don't get how we get out of it. So my question to you, Sean, is, what's the next step? What do people need to do if they're concerned about businesses like Paul's Jewelers in West Dallas? If they care about small business owners, if they work for small business owners, if they are a small business owner, what should people do?
Yeah, they should go to our website, to mainstreetalliance.org, and contact their lawmakers to support the Small Business Liberation Act. It is legislation that would exempt small businesses from the tariffs. It already was introduced in the Senate by Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, and we've been working really hard to get it a vote. And there's going to be a House companion bill being introduced soon as well. So there's two tracks to this. There's like the political track, which is, you know, the court of public opinion. But then there's also the court case that's moving forward. And there was some good news from the trade court in New York, where they a panel of three judges, one Trump appointed, one yep. Obama appointed, and one George W. Bush appointed. Reagan. They struck down the tariffs as being illegal. And there's an appeals court that's hearing it right now. We're cautiously optimistic that they're going to also side with the plaintiffs. And I have to say, this is one of the few issues in the course of my entire career where I've agreed with Rand Paul and the Cato Institute. And there's folks like Elizabeth Warren were with us on this, and there's people like Rand Paul. This is one of the very few issues where they both agree. Yes. So that's
Rand Paul, Cato Institute, the American Enterprise Institute. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Strange bedfellows, right?
Look at who I agree with here. Sean, let me ask you this question. We've got the big, brutal bill, which is also now being contemplated in the Senate. We will see small businesses go under because of this haphazard tariff tax policy that makes no freaking sense from a macro or microeconomic perspective. And the big, brutal bill will make people sicker. They'll have less access to life-saving health care. They'll have less access to emergency food assistance. We know that Medicare costs will go up, et cetera, et cetera. The 1-2 punch on middle-class Americans that are coming from this terror, from the tariffs and the terror of the big, brutal bill is acute and it is real. Can you tell us a little bit more? We've got about a minute left.
Yeah, so under the bill, 15 million people will lose their health care. And we've done a survey of our members. Over half of our membership either gets their health insurance through the marketplace, which is going to become considerably more expensive because of the bill, or they get their insurance through Medicaid. And so that's one impact, SNAP being cut. A lot of our members take SNAP because they have grocery stores. And, you know, it also blows up the deficit and the debt just to give tax cuts to the very wealthy. This bill is not good for small business. It's bad for small business, and we're working really hard to make changes, and if they don't make changes, to defeat it from ever making it to the president.
Call your legislators, call your congresspeople, call your senators, and tell them we need small businesses, and the tariff terror ain't getting it done. Thank you to Mitch Prejbanu of Paul's Jewelers in West Dallas and Sean Fettaplace of the Main Street Alliance. Jim Santel stays with me on the other side. I'm going to tell you how you can tell they're running a con. You just have to know where to look and to put the pieces together. We discuss next. I can tell you the secret to seeing the con right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.